Let's try it one more time. Say word. Very good. Let's see your pens. Lesson plan. Very good. Put all that away. We're going to have a quiz. Turn to the person next to you. Tell them the quiz position. Put your booty back. Sit up straight. It's a participation thing. How many of y'all have never been in one of our quizzes? Raise your hand. Very good. Very good. Well, very good. Okay. This is how it works. I ask a question. You give the answer. I'm going to give you the answer, and we'll go back and forth, and we're all going to yell out the answers together. Don't worry that you don't know it. You will know it. Understand that your brain will learn it quicker than you will. And so your brain's going to get it, and you're not going to think you got it, but your brain got it. So just open your mouth, and stuff will come out, and it'll be right. If I make a mistake, which I will, just laugh. It's fine, okay? And then if you laugh at me and see that laughing at someone is not that big a deal, you won't worry about being laughed at because it's not that big a deal. It's overrated. And so, and if you say something wrong, no one's going to hear you anyway, so don't worry about it. Just go, it'll be fine. Sooner or later, the right words will come out. Trust me. You learn better when you speak than when you listen. Your brain is doing millions of computations and decisions every second that you have no idea it's doing. Right now, it's regulating your whole body. I mean, it's your hormones, hundreds of hormones that are coming in your blood system. Your brain is regulating and doing that. Your temperature, your heartbeat, your blinking, all your digestive system, your blood sugar levels, your hearing, your sight, all that stuff your brain's dealing with right now. You don't even know it. You just walk around going, hey, and your brain's going, and you don't know it. So when you want to learn the 50 words, you're going to go, I don't know what the word is. Your brain's going to go, I got it. Just say it. Again, it's going to come out. Trust me, okay? So you just have to trust how your brain, how God wired you. Lord, we just pray that we learn. Amen. Okay. Everyone say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
And this is my fourth one, so you have to have more energy than me. Okay, amen, amen. I doubt it. Prove me wrong. I doubt it. No, don't repeat after me. Just prove me wrong. Okay, ready? Say Genesis. Say Exodus. Say Leviticus. Say Numbers. Say Deuteronomy. Now, if you have no idea what those words mean, those are the first five books of the Bible, and your brain has it. If I was to interview just your brain would go, I got it. Really, you just don't know you got it. Okay, so let's say it again. Say Genesis, say Exodus, say Leviticus, say Numbers, say Deuteronomy. And then when the Jews got to Deuteronomy, they were in the plains of what? This is Moab for Moabs. They crossed the Jordan River, say Jordan. The next book was Joshua, say Joshua. The next book was Judges, say Judges. So after Deuteronomy, there's three J words, Jordan River, the book of Joshua, the book of Judges. And then there was a book named after a woman. Ladies in the house, what was her name? Say it nice. Say it hi. Very good. Fellas, the guy in that book was named who?
Boaz.
Say Bo. Give me some pork chop. Give me some power, some bass. Very good. Ladies, say Ruth. Then the book after that was 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel was a book, the theme was from to. The leadership of Israel went from judges to kings. And the first king was Saul. The second king was David. The book after 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, and that book was the theme was the throne. That's what we're going to study today. Behind me, you see the word throne. Can you see it? Just say yes. It'll make me feel better. Okay, it's supposed to be up there. You see it. It's up there. It's on your bulletin. The throne, because it's all about David being king, sitting on his throne. And the theme of the book was we were comparing David's relationship to his throne and Christ's relationship to the throne of our heart. We had seven sermons. We'll get to that in a minute. But David was king 40 years. How many years was David king? How many years? Okay. 40. Okay. So you see how your brain knew that? 40 years. He ruled in two places. Say Hebron. Say City of David. Say Hebron. Say City of David. Say Hebron. Say Hebron. Say Hebron. Say City of David. He reigned in Hebron 7 years. How many years did he reign in Hebron? Okay. Think before you answer this next question. How many years did he reign in the city of David?
33.
What's 40 times minus 7? What's 40 minus 7? Carry the 3. He reigned 7 years in Hebron. How many years?
Seven.
And he reigned how many years in the city of David?
Three.
He reigned how many total?
40.
He was a king 40 years. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Moses fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Elijah fasted 40 days and 40 nights. The Jews walked 40 years in the wilderness. It rained 40 days with Noah. Yes, there was a flood. Yes, there was a flood. You know how fossils are made? It's when an animal is entombed very quickly in an airtight environment, mud. How does a big, gigantic dinosaur get entombed where you can get the bones? Mud. And they had these big animals that were entombed with food in their stomach. They died so quick. If a big dinosaur falls on the ground or elephant, it rots if it sits out in the sun. Eventually, it just rots. The only way you can preserve the bones is by putting it in an airtight because oxygen will oxidize it and it'll rot. So you have to put it in mud. So these big, gigantic dinosaurs, God made them. There's no problem with dinosaurs. They're walking around. All of a sudden, they get entombed in mud, and they got food still in the stomach. They would eat when they died, and they were entombed. Why? Because there was a flood. You can look that up. Go on Institute of Creation Research and look that stuff up. 40, say 40. How many years did David reign? How many years did David reign? How many years did David reign? Reign. Very good. If you go in the lobby, right in the lobby, which is where you walk through, there's a cross in our ceiling on this side of the lobby as you go out on the left. It's 40 linear feet for this reason. 40 is number of testing. It is 8,000 pounds. 8 is a number of resurrection or new beginnings. And it's 365 nails. Sin for every day was nailed to the cross. It's right in the lobby. Go check it out. It's not there for decoration. It's there for ministry. It's there for teaching. Anyway, David reigned 40 years. Now, we have seven sermons. All had to do with throne. The first one was throne home. Say home. This is home. What is this? Throne what? Next one was power of the throne. What of the throne? What of the throne? You can do that if you want. It's okay. What of the throne? And what's this? Throne what? The next one was covenant of the throne. This is covenant. Say covenant. And we'll talk about what the covenant was. It was a Davidic covenant. We'll talk about that in a minute. So say covenant. First one was throne what? Then what? Then what? Okay, thrown away, thrown what?
Away.
Say it.
Away.
No, you're good. Say away.
Away.
Thrown to the wind. Thrown to the what?
Wind.
Thrown.
Away.
Thrown.
Home.
What thrown?
Power.
What are the? Very good. Thrown.
Away.
Thrown to the.
Wind.
Next one was thrown to the wolves. Thrown to the what? Very good. Thrown to the what? Thrown to the what? Next one was the thrones of mighty men. They had a sword in their hand. Say mighty men. Say mighty men. And the last one was thrown before the Lord. But you have to say it like this. Lord. Thrown before the what? Thrown before the what? Very good. Okay, here we go. Now, throne what? When David became king, he had established a home for his throne, and he conquered Jerusalem and made the city of David his home. So he put it in a central location in the whole country so all the people could have access to the capital. So he put the throne, his home, in a central location. Say central. Then he protected it. Say protected. He had a wall around it. And then he it consumed his identity. He put his name on it. Consume his identity. This is identity. Say identity. Say identity. When you would put Christ on the throne of your life, it must be central to your life. He has to be in the middle of all everything you do. It's not Jesus first, family second, job third. It's Jesus. And everything is, he is consumes everything. He needs to be a part of your marriage. He needs to be part of your diet. He needs to be a part of what you wear. He needs to be a part of your finances, your career, everything. He needs to permeate everything. It's not like you do him first and do everything else second. You do him everywhere. Okay, so he has to be central. You have to protect him. In other words, don't always put him on the auction block. I got Jesus today. Well, maybe I'll listen to Oprah. Maybe I'll listen to Dr. Phil. No, Jesus. Okay? You filter everything through him. Why? Because he's God. He's not on the same par as people. Okay? And you have to, when you say you're a Christian, he put his name on you. He is allowing you to use his name. Christian means little Christ. You are saying, I'm a little Jesus. That's what that means. So you might want to rethink how you live. Because all the people who know you're Christian, that's what they look at you and go, well, that's what it is. I don't want it. Because we are supposed to be Jesus to the world. Okay? So throne what? Throne what? Say it loud. Very good. And it was a what location? And then he did what to it? He did what to it? Say what? And it consumed his? It consumed his. Very good. What is this? Say it again. Okay, they were going to move the ark. He knew he needed to have the Ark of the Covenant in his home city, in the capital city. Because the ark, the presence of the Lord was with the ark. The presence of the Lord was with the ark, and the power of God was in the ark. Raiders of the Lost Ark, the reason they wanted the ark, because if they had the ark, they had God, they can win any war. That's what the whole movie was about, and it was all from the Bible. You didn't know Raiders of the Lost Ark was about the Bible. That's where it came from. Okay, so the ark had the presence of God, so he wanted to bring the ark to his capital city. So first he wanted to establish a home for his throne, then he wanted to establish power. You do not want to be a Christian with no power. Well, I go to the church, but I don't see any miracles. I just go to church. That's not Christian. That's religion. Empty. Gives you nothing. Okay, you want to have power. So when he started taking the ark, something happened. It was on a cart. The cart hit a bump, and the ark started to slide off, and a guy named Uzzah touched it. Now, if I do this, you go, ooh, and then it's Uzzah. Say Uzzah. That was his name. That's the guy's name. He touched the ark, so you say, Uzzah, touch the ark. Wait till I do that. And he, say he died. God killed him. Why did God kill him? Because he put his, what's this? Say hand. On God's glory. On God's what?
Glory.
God's what?
Glory.
Okay. Of the throne. And he, because he put his on God's. Here's the thing. The Ark of the Covenant. Oh, let me back up. Say Genesis. Stop right there. The Leviticus is about the laws that God gave Moses for the Levites. The Levites were a tribe of Israel. It was a family. And God said, only the Levites can move my ark. Uzzah wasn't a Levite. And he said, if anyone touches my stuff, I will kill him. Now, why would God do that? Because God wanted to show them very vividly how serious he was about things being holy. There were certain ways to do certain things, and you did not violate them. We need to understand we can't do anything we want for God and expect him to accept it, because that's not how he works. It's like dating somebody, and you get married, and the first day you get married, your husband says, well, I'm going out to the boys. We go to Hooters every Friday night. Okay? And you go, oh, no, you not. And he says, oh, yes, I am. Well, guess what? You have different concepts of what right and wrong is for your love. You need to straighten that out before you get married. God says the same thing. If we have this relationship, here's how it works. And my holy things are holy. You do not touch my holy things. And if you do, stuff's going to happen. So Uzzah touched it. Uzzah what? Say. And he, because he put his on God's. Very good. And they finally got the ark in the city, but the Levites were supposed to do it. Now, then you have, what are the throne? Say it again.
Throne.
Say it again.
Throne.
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 Throne. Throne. What are the throne?
Power.
Very good. Everyone say David.
David.
It's like David. Now say David.
David.
Now put an IC at the end. Say Davidic.
David.
Say Davidic.
David.
God made a covenant with David. It's called the Davidic covenant. It's very simple. He says, you will always have a son, say son, on the throne. This is throne, okay? What kind of throne is that? It's a pimped out throne, okay? So, he had a throne. You will always have a
son
on the, this is forever. I was in the car looking at the thing, trying to do sign language. I was like, oh, whatever. So I said, forever. That's okay. So he said, David, you always have a
son
to sit on your
throne.
Now, one of the names for the Messiah who sits on David's throne, because the Messiah will sit on David's throne, one of the titles is the Son of David. And if you read in Old Testament, New Testament, even when you get to Jesus, he has debates on who the son of David is. The religious want to say, because the religious knew that the Messiah needed to be a descendant of David because he had to be a son of David. And if you look in the book of Matthew, they trace Jesus' lineage all through David to verify that he's from David. Okay, so one of his titles is son of David. Everyone say son of David. So the what covenant? Say Davidic.
Davidic.
Was to David that you always have a
son
to sit on a And his title would be? Say Son of David. Say Son of David. Everyone stand up real quick. Hands up. Say Jesus. Ooh. Okay, sit down. Put your booty back. Sit up straight. Let's go. Okay, say Genesis. Say Exodus. Say 2 Samuel. Say throne. Say home. Throne home. David was on the roof one day, and he was looking out over his kingdom. The men were out to war, and he saw this woman taking a bath. Her name was Bathsheba. Everyone say, Bathsheba. Bathsheba. Say Bathsheba. Bathsheba. And she was taking a bath. Say bath. Okay, so what was her name?
Bathsheba.
And she was taking a bath. And he saw her, and he lusted after what he saw, and he thought he was above the law. He lusted after what he what? And thought he was above the, and he committed adultery and murder. Say adultery.
Adultery.
Say murder. And he killed her husband. What happened was she came over. She said, hi, David. You know that. And she got pregnant. And then he says, go get her husband so he can sleep with her and he can think it's his baby. His name was Uriah. Say Uriah.
Uriah.
Say Uriah.
Uriah.
Say it three times.
Uriah. Uriah.
Say it three times.
Uriah.
Say it backwards. Okay, and so what happens is Uriah, he says, go home and sleep with your wife. So Uriah goes over to his house, but he's such an honorable man. He sleeps at the doorstep, doesn't even go in. David brings him over and says, listen, man, how can you sleep with your wife? Don't you miss her? And he goes, yeah, but my men are out in battle. I can't do that. So David gets him drunk. He goes to his house, sleeps at the doorstep. So David says, well, if he's not going to do that, I got to kill him. He killed him. Had him killed, put him in the war, pulled the troops back, put him in the hottest part of the battle, and he died. Now, you might think, why is that in the Bible? Because it's true. God put in the Bible what's true. He don't want to try to manipulate you to think that all the people in the Bible are perfect, because they're not. None of them were. And so he put in the Bible what's true. He really did that. So David threw away everything good he had for that. And so he committed murder and killed Uriah. Say Uriah.
Uriah.
Bathsheba's husband's name what?
Uriah.
And Uriah's wife was who? Say Bathsheba. Very good. So you got throne what? Throne what? Throne what? No. Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. If I do this, you just say Uzzah. Just stop. Just say Uzzah. Okay. What happened? Say Uzzah. Okay, stop, pause, think. Touch the ark. And he, because he put his on God's. There you go. Okay, so very good. So I'm thinking it's about time, but go ahead. What's this? What's the name of the covenant? Say it again. Real good. Real quick, you have a what? To sit on your? And his title would be? Throne. Throne. David saw a woman named?
Bathsheba.
Yeah, come on. Give it to me. And she was taking a?
Bath.
She was taking a what?
Bath.
A bath, right. And he committed what? Oh, no, I'm sorry. He lusted after what he? Because he thought he was above the? And he committed? And he killed who? Say Uriah.
Uriah.
Say Uriah.
Uriah.
Very good. Thank you. Throne to the
king.
Throne to the
king.
His son, he had many wives and many sons. His son Amnon raped his sister, his half-sister Tamar. His son Amnon raped who?
Tamar.
Who raped Tamar?
Amnon.
They were half-brother and sister. They had two different mothers. Okay? His son Amnon, and he the Bible says that he said he loved her and he was sick. Really, he lusted her. Now, lust, everyone say lust. Desires to please self, say self, at the expense of others, say others, because lust wants to get, say get. Lust desires to please. Lust desires to please at the expense of, because lust wants to. Lust desires to please self at the expense of others. Because lust wants to get. Okay, let's say it one more time. Lust desires to please.
Self.
Say it. You're not ready for that. I'm sorry. Lust desires to please self at the expense of others because lust wants to
get.
Say get.
Get.
It's all about, when it's lust, it's all about me. It's not about you. It's all about me. Lust is not only sexual. It could be you could lust after power, you could lust after fame, you could lust after, you know, all kind of stuff. So it's I want something that doesn't belong to me. And it's all about me, and I don't care about you. That's lust. Love is the reverse. Love desires to bless at the expense of another G word. Love wants to. Very good. Lust desires to please who? At the expense of who? Because lust wants to. Very good. Love wants to bless at the expense of. Because love wants to. Very good. Amnon was all about, I want to get. I want to get. I don't care about my sister. I don't care about anybody. He raped his sister. Okay? So thrown to the? Amnon raped who? Amnon raped who? Tamar was raped by who? Amnon is A-M-N-O-M. Amnon. A-M-N-O-N. Amnon is a different word, okay? Now, the other one is thrown. There's another brother named Absalom, A-B-S-A. Say Absalom. Absalom was Tamar's biological brother, Amnon's stepbrother. Absalom killed his brother Amnon. Absalom did what to Amnon? Absalom killed who?
Amnon.
Made himself king, say king,
king.
In Hebron, say Hebron, and stole his father's throne, say throne. Absalom was a very wicked son, and he went around and he poisoned everybody against his dad, David, and he said, if I was king, I would do this for you. If I was king, I would do this to you. It's gossip. It's gossip. The Bible says Absalom at the gate, he stood at the gate. When the people came into the town to get justice, he would say, well, the king's not doing this for you, but if I was king, if you made me king, I would help you. When people, he did this to his own dad, killed his own brother. When you gossip to somebody, all you're doing is poison someone against someone else. And if someone gossips to you, matter of fact, raise your hand if someone gossiped to you in the last 24 hours. Very good. Don't raise your hand at this. Don't raise your hand. Everyone say, don't raise your hand. How many of you gossiped?
There's always one in the crowd.
If you gossip, what you are doing is you are poisoning someone against somebody else. And if someone gossips to you, I guarantee you they are gossiping about you. Because gossips can't control themselves. They're going to talk about you. 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 And if they're telling you about somebody, well, guess what I heard? They're going right over here saying, guess what I heard about them? If someone gossips to you, you know what you need to say? Stop. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Take it. Go to the person. Just keep me out of it. Okay? Keep me out of it. So what Absalom did is he killed his brother what? Killed his brother what? Amnon raped who? Absalom made himself what? In what city? In what city? What city did David become king in? Very good. 7 years. And then he stole his dad's what? Are you dying on me? Say throne.
Throne.
Say throne.
Throne.
Everyone sit up straight. Sit up straight. There we go. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Two more thrones. Throne of the throne's what? Say mighty men.
Mighty men.
Say mighty men.
Mighty men.
Every kingdom needs mighty men. Every kingdom needs people who will get, who are not worried about putting themselves on the line and fighting to the death. David's mighty men would hold their sword and fight. One guy fought 1,000 men by himself, and he couldn't get his hand off his sword. He couldn't open his fingers. He made his body his slave. Matter of fact, the mighty men made their, say, bodies, their slave. Say it again. They made their what? And they put themselves in the middle of the action. Say middle. Say middle.
Middle.
Say middle, middle, middle.
Middle.
They made their what? Their what?
Middle.
And put themselves in a what?
Middle.
Very good. Last one. David sinned and took a census and all the people, he counted all the people for his own pride, and God punished him and sent a plague through the people, and David ended up buying a piece of land to build an altar so he can make a sacrifice to God to thank him for forgiving him. The land was on a place called Mount Moriah. This is are you following me? Do you know who I'm talking about? Who? Yes, right. Diva. Diva with capital letters. Okay? So, Mount. Is that, do it again? You like that, huh? Okay. Okay, so David Boy's land is called Mount. And it's the same land that Abraham was going to sacrifice his son Isaac, the same land that Abraham was going to what? His son who? He didn't have to do it, but God told him to go up there. It's the same piece of land that Solomon built a temple. That Solomon built the what?
Temple.
Solomon built the what?
Temple.
Who built the temple?
Solomon.
Who built the temple?
Solomon.
If you look, if you see on the news, anytime a reporter is in Israel, you hear the Temple Mount. Or you the Wailing Wall where the Jews stand there and pray to the wall. Yes? Well, that wall, at the top of that wall is a piece of land. That's where the Temple Mount. And on that mount, it's a 4-acre plot of land. There is a Muslim mosque, the Dome of the Rock. It's a gold dome. And it's right next to the place on the same piece of land that is Mount Moriah where they're going to build a temple. Here's what God did. God said that's where Jesus is going to rule from. And the Muslim says, no, that's where we're going to rule from. So there's a battle. It's a spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with politics. It's 100% spiritual. And that's all it's conflict. And so that's Mount Moriah. So when David sinned in chapter 24 and he took the census, he bought this piece of land on Mount what? And Abraham was going to sacrifice. Abraham was going to do what? His son named what? And Solomon built a what? Who built the what? Very good. Okay, sit up straight. We're going to do the whole thing. Tell the person next to you, I got this. How are you? You got it? Very good. Y'all got it? Yes, sir. You got it? Very good. Very good. Okay, who doesn't got it yet? Gossip Girl, you got it? I told you not to raise your hand. Okay, here we go. Say Genesis.
Genesis.
Say it.
Genesis.
The river. Joshua, ladies, first, second, the theme is David's relationship with his, David reigned for how many years as king? He reigned for how many years as king? How many years in Hebron? 7 years where? 7 years where? 33 years where? Say it again. Say it again. Very good. This is throne what? What is the throne? What's the name of the covenant?
The king.
Throne.
Win.
Throne to the.
Win.
Throne to the.
Win.
David saw a woman taking a bath. What was her name?
Bathsheba.
Say it right.
Bathsheba.
Very good. Throne home. David said, I got to put my home in what location?
Central.
I got to do what?
Okay.
Very good. So when you go to Starbucks today or wherever you're going to go, you're going to go, can I have a Frappuccino and a latte mocha? Then you're going to walk over and wait. Then someone's going to come next to you, and they're going to order something. And they're going to stand there like you. And they're going to talk about, my heart really hurts. You're going to say, you know what? You need to put the Lord on the throne of your heart in a central location and protect it from all kind of drama. Are you following me? How many of y'all did not know how Starbucks came into the quiz? They're like, what is this? When I did that with this one, my wife just started busting. She says, where were you going with that? Here's the thing. This stuff, you have to contextualize it, use it every day. I'm for reals. We learn a lot of information, but this is all very practical stuff. We got a whole sermon series in there that applies all the stuff to your regular life. But this is all about Jesus on your throne. Okay? And so I'm going to challenge you at the end to read the whole book of 2 Samuel. Okay? It's only 24 chapters. Okay, throne what? Throne what? He put his throne in a what location? And he did what to it? And it consumed his what? It consumed his what? Throne what? Wave? I know what you did. You got it. I know. I heard all the stuff in the middle. Uzzah. And then he what? Because he put his on what? God's glory. Very good. Very good. So next time you shake someone's hand, you go covenant, Davidic covenant. David's going to have a son on the throne just forever. Okay? What covenant? What covenant? What covenant? And the covenant was that David would have a on the, and his name would be Jesus. Yeah, that's kind of fast forward. That's a PhD level now. It's just on a level quiz. His name would be the son of, his title would be the son of David. Say son of David. Son means descendant. Doesn't mean necessarily direct son. It could be descendant. It means descendant in that case. Okay, son of David. Throne. All discipline and all everything he worked for and his credibility was thrown away. Because he saw a woman taking a bath and her name was? Say it again.
Bathsheba.
Y'all like saying that, don't you? Say it again.
Bathsheba.
And she was taking a what?
Bath.
Right. And he saw her and he did sin. Yes, he did sin. I know. I know. I'm waiting for you to be quiet so I can say it, okay? He did what? After what he?
Saw.
He felt he was above the?
Saw.
And he committed? And? And he killed who? And Uriah was, Bathsheba's what? And Uriah's wife was? And she was taking a? And who saw her? And he did what? After what he? And he thought he was above the? Very good. Thrown to the? Who raped who? What was the guy's name? And he raped who? Not tomorrow, Tamar. T-A-M-A-R. Say tomorrow.
I'm going to trick you.
Tamar's biological brother was who? Very good. So you got Amnon and Tamar and Absalom. So Amnon raped his Tamar, his half-sister, because he lusted. Now lust, watch this. Lust, say it slow. Desires. Every word. Lust. Every word. Can they zoom in? There you go. Every word. Listen. Lust desires the peace at the expense of people. You see that? Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay. Throne to the, do it with me. Everyone go, Yeah, I think some of y'all like been wanting to break out of your shell for a long time. Throne to the wolves. His son was Absalom. Say Absalom. Say Absalom. Absalom did what to his brother? And his brother's name was who? And he killed him because he raped who? Very good. He killed his brother. What was his brother's name?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Yeah.
Absalom killed his brother, and his brother's name that he killed was named? Because Amnon killed who? Raped who? Absalom made himself in what city? Say Hebron.
Hebron.
Say Hebron.
Hebron.
Say Hebron.
Hebron.
Who else was king in Hebron? For how long? Very good. Absalom made himself king in Hebron, and then he stole his father's. Stole his father's. He actually lived in his father's temple and had sexual relations with his father's female servants on the roof of the temple so everybody could see it. Set a tent on a temple to mess with his father. Ooh, he was evil. He was evil. Okay? I know. Wow. The thrones. The thrones. Mighty men, and they made their and put themselves in the put themselves in the middle of what? The middle of what? I don't know. Just in the middle. I don't know. Say action.
Action.
Say action.
Action.
Finally, David bought a piece of land called Mount. It was a place where Abraham. It was a place where Abraham was going to.
Sacrifice.
His son name.
Isaac.
It was a place Abraham was going to go sacrifice his son Isaac. Who?
Isaac.
I'm sorry. We can't end that bad. It was a place where Abraham was going to.
Sacrifice.
His son.
Isaac.
And it's a place where Solomon built the. Very soon. Give yourself a hand. Okay, question. How many of y'all are surprised at how much you learned? Very good. And also, it was fun, right? Okay, here's the deal. I challenge you. It's 24 chapters. Go read the book. Because you're going to see, you're going to be reading and go, oh, Hebron, I know that. Matter of fact, when you read Hebron, I think it's in chapter 4 or 5, where David becomes king, you are going to already know that towards the end, Absalom is going to become king in Hebron. You're going to be looking for Bathsheba and her husband Uriah and the whole story about how David killed him. And there was a prophet named Nathan who jammed up David and told him what you did was wrong. And so you're going to read the stuff knowing it's coming, and I challenge you to read it and write notes about what God is teaching you, because he's going to teach you a whole lot more than what you just learned in 40 minutes. But you have a great start. You don't want to wait 2-3 weeks. All the stuff will be out of your brain. You just wasted it. Amen? So read the book this week. I know some of you are thinking, read the Bible on my own? Exactly. Exactly. What a novel concept. Lord, I just pray people would read the Bible. And I pray you would speak to them and challenge them and really show them something really refreshing and deep for their life. And I pray it would become a habit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, by the way, there's some people here who want to pray for you. If you want prayer, just come on down to that corner room over there. We'd love to pray for whatever you're going through. Amen. See you next week. God bless you. Stay out of trouble.